about season one was fun. Talking about my favorite team, can't happen nothing else better. But this season, season two, you got to get a little bit more real, because this season has the Super Bowl in our backyard, SoFi Stadium. So if you don't know my voice by now, I'm down at the Playmaker Silence, and you getting ready to listen to Rambly Talk. Horns up, Rams house, let's get it. Let's talk Rams football.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to your week's edition of Rambly Talk.
Here from the Playmaker's Blog, Brand, your host, the Playmaker himself, down in the Playmaker's Sons out here in cloudy Jacksonville, Florida on this Thursday, December 16, 2021, as we get closer to Christmas and then to the end of the year. Got some things to talk about when it comes to the Los Angeles Rams this week. A lot of players questionable for the upcoming game against the Seattle Seahawks that took place before our Monday night contest with the Arizona Cardinals because of a certain virus pandemic. Whatever word you want to call it. We have a defensive player of the week in the NFL. We also have the fan player of the week voting to announce. The good things. It's going to be a good show. But you know how I do. First and foremost, let's recap Monday Night Football. It was round two between the Los Angeles Rams, who are coming in at 8-4 versus the Arizona Cardinals with the league best 10-2. The Cardinals have took care of business in week four down in LA. We talked about that a lot on last week. How do the Rams respond is the question. But going into the game all of a sudden, well, as I say, the day before the game, Darrell Henderson and a couple other players were caught with COVID. They couldn't play. Then hours before the game on Monday Night Football, Jalen Ramsey and Tyler Higbee got put on the COVID-19 list. And they missed Monday Night Football. So it's not already a good start for the Rams, and the game ain't even started yet. You don't have Darrell Henderson. You don't have neither tight end. You don't have Jalen Ramsey. Not a good start. So Matthew Stafford and the Cougs will have to find a way to get this dub. And ladies and gentlemen, by a score of 30-23, your winner at State Farm Stadium, the Los Angeles Rams, who goes up to 9-4 on the season and dropping the Cardinals to 10-3 on the season. Thus, dropping the Cardinals from the 1 seed to the 3 seed, giving Green Bay the 1, Tampa Bay will be at 2, Arizona's at 3, Dallas at 4, and we all know who's tops in the wild card right now. It's the LA Rams at 9-4. But McVay is getting back to the running game. Now, the running game wasn't as effective as it was against Jacksonville when Sonny Michel had over 100 yards, but he did carry the ball 20 times for 79 yards. Keeping the defense honest. You know, averaging almost 4 yards a carry. That does something to a defense. I mean, you can run the ball almost 4 yards a carry. You have to look out for that. What that allowed Matthew Stafford to do. 23 for 30. 287. 3 touchdowns. Not one, not two, but 3 touchdowns for Matthew Stafford. Cooper Kupp. You know Cooper Kupp. He has 13 catches. 123. Touchdown. How about this though? Odell Beckham Jr. We got more news coming up. 6 catches, 77 yards, and a touchdown. And then Van Jefferson, the long 52-yard bomb touchdown from Matthew Stafford to him to really give us the lead. And the Rams didn't look back. That was a great showing by the offense. Sean McVay is getting back to what he does. It's a beautiful thing to watch. It's a beautiful thing to see. Now, that's the offensive side. Defense came alive, too. And that's without Jalen Ramsey. That's the reiterate. We open the game with the Cardinals getting the buffers, and the first play of the game is Aaron Donald sacking Jalen Ramsey by literally tossing the damn guard all the way into Kyler Murray. Which is ridiculous. And then Aaron Donald ended the game by sacking Kyler Murray. He had a second in between, so he had three sacks. AD with three sacks. Three sacks for AD. And a pass breakup, too. A pass deflection, should I say, because he took the ball inside the red zone, and Ernest Jones came down with the pick. And Ernest Jones carried it back for a good 20, 30 yards. That kept it 3-0 Arizona instead of being 10-0 Arizona. That led us going down the field and scoring a touchdown to put us up 7-3. And then Leonard Floyd with an athletic play. Dropped into coverage, tipped the ball, and grabbed it for an interception. That led to a field goal. Points on turnover. Same thing that happened in week four with Arizona. Arizona got two turnovers and they turned those into points. We did the same as we flipped the script on them. We got two turnovers on them and we turned them into points. That's what you have to do. That's what you got to do on the road. So both road teams went into each other's house and beat each other. Kyler Murray, 32 for 49, 383, two interceptions. He was sacked four times. Greg Gaines had the other set. Greg Gaines is slowly becoming a good D lineman right now. Because for some reason, he's the main one getting sacked. I don't even know how many sacks he has on the season. Probably ain't that much. Probably about somewhere between 7 and 8. But he's slowly working his way into being a good D lineman. James Conner, he the reason why Arizona stayed in the damn game to begin with. 13 carries, 31 yards, two touchdowns. The 31 yards don't even, but the two touchdowns that he hit. That's powering. Fourth and goal, he gets through an Aaron Donald tackle to get in the end zone. And then his other touchdown, he carried about 5 rounds to the damn end zone his damn self to get there. But he was effective in the passing game. 9 catches for 94 yards. So James Conner, he did everything he could to win this game, to keep Arizona in this game. He did his damnness on that. Shout out to James Conner. AJ Green showed up for them. 7 catches for 102 yards. Christian Kirk, 3 catches for 86 yards. They fought. Arizona fought. But the Rams weren't having it today on that Monday night. They knew what time it was. A loss here, and you pretty much telling yourself you're a wild card team, and you going on the road to get back home for the Super Bowl. They said, nah, we're going to keep this division open. So now they're a game back of the Arizona Cardinals. And 2 games up on the San Francisco 49ers, so which is good to know right now. Arizona still have a game left, but they have a game against the Lions coming up. That should be a good win for them. And then they have, I think it's the Cowboys next. Let me look at Arizona, because I know we got Seattle this week. Then we go to Minnesota at Baltimore and finish off with the San Francisco 49ers. And Arizona, Seattle, they finish each other up that same week on week 18. But I think the Cardinals have the Lions this week. No, they host the Colts next Saturday on Christmas Day. Then they go to Dallas. And then they finish off with Seattle. So it's going to be interesting to see how this plays out, because that's a lot of games. Still, it's 4 games to go. There's still a lot to get through. We should see how the NFC West will be won and which team will be in the wild card spot. Because San Fran is somehow still alive. They're only 3 games back at Arizona. So it's good. So the NFC West is not done. It's not over. Still a lot to go through. Now that we got a win in week 14 on Monday Night Football, and Matthew Stafford looked good in the primetime game over 18, that was 5 games over 500 that everybody wanted to keep throwing out there. Like, how many times y'all gonna keep talking about this man not beating the team? over 500. Vikings over 500. Yeah, stop that. But he got it done. And the team got it done with him, despite the adversity. That leads me to the Van Player of the Week 14. Not our best turnout. Only 94 votes came in this week. Still, we got people participating. I really appreciate everybody who's taking the time to vote to make this thing what it is. Matthew Stafford, Cooper Kupp, Aaron Donald, and Leonard Ford were your choices. And with 58.5% of the votes, the man, the myth, the legend himself, Aaron freaking Donald, gets the Fan Player of the Week, team victory on Monday Night Football. And by the way, Aaron Donald was voted the NFC Defensive Player of the Week in the NFL. So shout out to AD getting the honors for the Fan Player of the Week and Defensive Player of the Week. Aaron Donald makes our second defensive player to be voted Player of the Week by the fans. I appreciate you guys for doing that. Aaron Donald, Fan Player of the Week and NFC Defensive Player of the Week. Good job, AD. Now we got to shift here because we do have a game coming up. It is round two of this matchup. It is the Seattle Seahawks taking a trip to SoFi Stadium to face off with the LA Rams this Sunday, 4:25 on Fox. Seattle has coming in winning two straight, I believe. I want to say two straight. They went to San Francisco week 13. No, they was home to San Francisco week 13. They beat them 30-23. Make sure my math is correct on the win streak. Yep. That was after they lost to Washington football team on Monday night in week 12. And then this past Sunday, they played the Houston Texans on the road and they beat them by 20-33-13. Russell Wilson is starting to look more and more like Russell Wilson now, since he was injured in a battle on week 5 when the Rams went to Seattle for a Thursday night matchup to begin week 5. Aaron Donald inadvertently hit his finger, dislocated his finger. He had to have surgery and stuff like that. But it's been a while, and Russell Wilson, so I don't look at Russell Wilson. He went 30-37, 231 yards, 2 touchdowns, and an interception against the 49ers. And then last week against the Texans, Russell Wilson put on a clinic, should I say. Even I should use the word clinic when it comes to the Texans. 17 for 28, 216, 2 touchdowns. One to Tyler Lockett, who had 5 catches, 142 yards, and a touchdown. The other touchdown came to Jared Everett. Rashad Penny carried a load for the Seahawks against Houston. 16 carries, 137, 2 touchdowns. So the Seahawks trying to look like the Seahawks again. But back to that week 5 meeting on Thursday Night Football when the Rams walked in there, and that was one of the hurdles of the other part of the season that I had for the Rams, because night games at Seattle usually don't bode well for the Rams. They turned that around. But a 26-17 win on Thursday Night Football at Seattle, the Rams got to 4-1 on the year, because they had just came off the loss to the Arizona Cardinals. See how that worked out. They went 3-0 after beating Tampa Bay on week 3. Had to play Arizona. Arizona smacked them in the mouth in LA. Became 3-1. They went to Seattle on Thursday. On a short week, they took care of business against Seattle. You fast forward to where we at now. We just got done playing the Arizona Cardinals, and we beat them on Monday Night Football. We have a short week, and we got to play Seattle at home. So hopefully it doesn't turn to a loss or a win. But let's do what we here. Let's do what we came to do and talk about the game. So took care of business. Matthew Stafford passed for 365 yards in that game. He also had an injured finger in that game. He threw a touchdown, threw a pick, Russell Wilson was 152 yards passing, threw a touchdown, threw a pick. Geno Smith came in when Russell Wilson got hurt. He threw for 131 yards, with a touchdown and a pick. Both touchdowns by Wilson and Smith both went to DK Metcalf, who got 5 catches for 98 yards and a touchdown. Darrell Henderson, he was the starter back then. 17 carries, 82 yards and a touchdown. Robert Woods, that was the Robert Woods game. When y'all voted for week 5 player of the week, that was the Robert Woods game. We had 12 catches for 150 yards. 150 yards in that game. That was the week when everybody was saying, oh, Matthew Stafford, only person he looked for is Cooper Kupp. And he's going to do this and do that. Defense, no, he's going to do that. And then he targeted Robert Woods. And Robert Woods made great on all. He still targeted Cooper Kupp because Kupp had 7 catches, 92 yards. But that's how that game went. It was an impressive game by the Rams, getting two interceptions. You know, getting the Russell Wilson as they usually do. And the offense looked good. Fast forward to now, let's see, we don't have Robert Woods, who suffered a torn ACL. Wilson Woods is no longer injured. Darrell Henderson is in COVID protocol along with a number of players. We have a total of 14. That includes Darrell Henderson, Tyler Higbee, Jalen Ramsey. Odell Beckham Jr. is on that list. It's just crazy of how long this list is. So the Rams are right now all in a hand. COVID-19 protocol. And it's see to say, it's only Thursday. We still got 2 more days to see who's going to play and who's not going to play. But it was a good thing. We won on Monday night without Jalen Ramsey, Tyler Higbee, Darrell Henderson in the crew. But we got more players on the COVID list. I haven't heard of no coaches on the COVID list, but it's kind of worrisome that we get down to the final 4 weeks of the season and we getting hit by COVID all of a sudden. I don't like that. I don't like that one bit. But it is what it is. So round two, we talking about the Seahawks, who are 28th in offense, 30th very last in defense, 24th in passing, 22nd in rushing, but they the second rush defense. I mean, they pass defense is terrible. For you to be the second rush defense in the league, and your passing defense is that terrible for you to be your ass. Y'all give up so many yards, it don't make any sense. But hey, Davis Mills, rookie for Houston, did throw over 300 yards on this defense. So let's throw that out there. Matter of fact, how many yards did he throw for? David Mills, 33 for 49, 331 in a touchdown. Brandon Cooks, 8 catches, 101 yards. You can throw on these defense. That's both well for Sean McVay and Matthew Stafford. But you know what? We're going to run the ball. We're getting back to our running game. We're getting back to being physical. Hear that word? Physical. We're getting back to being physical. Okay? We're going to run the ball. We're going to play action pass. And the time to pass, we're going to pass. But we got one of the great arm talents in the NFL. Okay? You ain't Rodgers, Patrick Mahomes. Matthew Stafford can throw the ball just like this guy. We know what we got going. So there's no worry about the passing. Let's run the ball. You showing him a shell. Hopefully, if Darrell Henderson can get off the COVID list before Sunday, we're good. We have the 7th-ranked offense in the league. The 15th-ranked defense in the league. I told y'all, as the game and the season goes on, the defense is going to start getting better and better and better. They're starting to get better. They was in the 20s. They was ranked in the 20s for the longest. They are ranked 15 right now. And we in the final stretch run before the playoffs. 3rd in passing, 24th in rushing. Man, that's because of yards and stuff like that. Other team is laid up. But we're tied for 3rd in terms of rushing. So with Rashad Penny, DJ Dallas, Alex Collins, bring y'all game, because we gonna see what happens. Even though James Conner had 2 rushing touchdowns, he only had 13 carries for 31 yards. He didn't do a lot of running away. When it was time for him to get an end zone, he made sure he got an end zone. That's something we got to work on. But you don't run on the Rams. Not after that 49ers game. The Green Bay game, Aaron Jones and A.J. Dillon didn't really do much in the run game. It was really just we gave points to the Green Bay Packers. A pick six, another turnover that turned into points. See, DJ Dallas only had 20, I mean, eight, yeah, A.J. Dillon only had 20 carries for 69 yards. And where Aaron Jones at? Aaron Jones had 10 carries for 23 yards. So they ran the ball 30 times for 92 yards. I mean, you're not running on the Rams. It was the fact Aaron Rodgers threw for 300 yards and threw touchdowns and nobody touched him. He got one sack, but ain't nobody wanted to be touching him. But you're not. Ever since that 49ers game, oh, that D line and linebacker, they got their act together. Raheem Morris got his act together. Bruh, they out here out physicing you. The Titans, the 49ers, y'all wasn't doing nothing on the run defense. They was running through y'all. Not no more. We're not having it. So, that's how that goes. But, we gotta win. We gotta beat Seahawks. We gotta sweep the Seattle Seahawks. Matter of fact, the last time we swept the Seattle Seahawks, I believe we went to the Super Bowl that year. I believe that's the year when we walked into Seattle and gave them the worst beating of the Russell Wilson Pete Carroll ever. I mean, Todd Gurley had three touchdowns and almost ran for 200 yards. It was that crazy. I think that's the last time we swept the Seattle Seahawks. That would be the 2018 season, the 2017-2018 season. That's sweet to see how Seahawks. They're trying to look better. They 5-8 on the year. They still have a chance for a wild card, but we can put an end to that by beating them and handling our business. Because we know, if anything about the Arizona Cardinals, they should beat Detroit. Even though Detroit puts up a fight, they put up a fight against us early in the season. They've been fighting they butts off. And they finally got a win over the Minnesota Vikings. But push come to shove. Oh, by the way, they're not going to have DeAndre Hopkins for the rest of the regular season. He'll be back for the playoffs. But, any event, that's how most people think. The Arizona Cardinals are going to beat the Detroit Lions. So we need to go ahead and beat the Seattle Seahawks. Because next week, we got to go to Minnesota. And the Cardinals are hosting the Colts. That's a toss-up in both games. Then, they go to Dallas the following week, week 17, we go to Baltimore. That's a toss-up. And then they finish the season off with Seattle. We finish the season off with San Francisco. So, Rams, McVay, Morris, Stafford, Donald, Ramsey, Cup, handle your business on Sunday. If you own the protocol, do what you need to do to get off the protocol so you can play in this game. We got to finish the Seattle Seahawks on Sunday. All right? Finish Seattle Seahawks. We can turn our attention to the Minnesota Vikings. So, until then, until next week, this is your boy, the Playmaker Down the Sun. By the way, I'm putting a special link out there. It's called Super Pro Draft. It is a daily fantasy app, a fantasy website, where you can do a lot of good stuff when it comes to daily fantasy. For those of you who love daily fantasy, I do. My co-host is Ricky LaRicka, which does too. We have tried this out. We are partnered up with this company. They are doing some good things. They got more good things coming out. I advise y'all to go check it out. I'm going to put my link in the show descriptions so y'all can check it out. Get involved. I mean, y'all going to like it. My boy Ricky is already winning as it is. He keeps rubbing it in my damn face. But he's winning. That's the good thing. Meaning the product works. That's what we want to know. The product works. It's fun. Do what you got to do. If you love Daily Fantasy, give it a shot. Check it out. You can use my link to get started. Have fun with it. Until then, I'm out. I catch y'all to recap week 15 and look forward to week 16 when we take that trip to Minneapolis, Minnesota.
Thank you for listening to your new episode of Ramley Talk. And if you enjoyed the episode, go ahead and subscribe to the podcast on your favorite platform, whether it be Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, Stitcher, iHeartRadio, Amazon Music, and whatever else that you listen to Ramley Talk on. And for those of you who are iTunes and Apple Podcasts lovers, leave us a rate and review on those, and we'll gladly know how we're doing. Until next time, Diamond Playmaker signing off.